Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, family. It's Pam Price from Ellen Foundation's Unheard Voices. Welcome, welcome, welcome to September. Oh my gosh, this has just been such a year. Look how fast we've gone through it. I cannot believe we're towards the end of the year already, and we're back to some sense of new normal. So I'm excited that our season will be starting very in the next few days. But what God has just been pressing on my heart is to really press through and come to you in the morning like I started a while ago, and just continue to pray over our community and uplift and just give some words in which he's shared through my quiet time in the morning. So please continue to follow us and to listen to the morning messages. And if you can't find it on here, please go to our YouTube channel, LM Foundation, because they will also be posted there. So again, welcome to the weekend. This is our long Labor Day weekend. And, you know, we've already started going back to some sense of normalcy, a new normal. And here we are. Schools are, most schools are open. And after this weekend, all schools will be open. But I do know that 2020, I'm sorry, I can't get in the wrong year. I'm up here thinking of so many things. 2021 has made us accept a lot of the new normal. Where do we go? What do we do? But that doesn't negate the concerns that we have as family, as parents, as friends and loved ones. So, you know, what God has just been really pressing into my heart is that we have to continue to move through and invite him in each day. And what do I mean by inviting in each day? Just like, Lord, just come into this day and I commit this unto you, because regardless of whatever any situation looks like, that just invite him in it and watch. There's going to be a change in the situation. There's a change in that day once you invite him in, but you have to open the door and let him come through. And we've all have our own struggles. We all have our own issues, family, work, you name it. But when we invite God into, when we invite the Lord Jesus into our situation, when we invite Jesus into it, when we invite Jesus into our situation, no matter what it looks like, you have a calm about it because you know that he is in control. He will oversee every aspect of your life. And how do you do that? How do you start? It's all about, you know, just getting up in the morning, continuing your gratitude, which I covered, I don't remember, some time ago. Just be grateful that you even woke up. Just be grateful that you have a home. Be grateful that you are not living on the street. Whatever, you know, the Lord presses on your heart, that I believe that that is a beginning part. It's just, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to have this family. It may not be all roses and flowers and beautiful, but that's your family. Those are your loved ones. And if they are astray, that's okay. Just pray for them because I'm a witness. They will return. So stay encouraged, stay uplifted, and know that God is going to turn things around. So I just want to pray with you this morning as we start this weekend, as we begin to go into the full force, and just cover you and your family and my family, my loved ones in prayer, because we, like I said, we all go through our situations. We all have our journeys to travel, but the best part about it is that God is with us. He is with us. We have to make sure that he is the first thing in the morning. I'm guilty of having my phone right next to me. And as soon as I open my eyes, it's like, ooh, what happened through the night? But I had to change my thought pattern because that is not bigger. Social media, my emails, my questions, my concerns are not bigger than anything other than just social media and the emails. So just be uplifted and know that God is going to be with you, but just start off with the morning prayer. I've started reading my Bible, or I put the Bible app on my phone so I can just read the word before I get into my social media and my emails in the morning. And it changes your thought. It just sets your day. So you don't want to go through your day with, oh, I hate my job or all these things. But these are uplifted words where you will see the word of God and God's love through it, throughout the word. So let me just pray for you. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you. We thank you for the love, for the peace, for your grace, for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for keeping us through the night, Lord. Thank you for watching over our loved ones through the night, Lord, and allowing us all to see another day. Lord, we pray that over those who have lost their loved ones through the night and who now have to go through this morning period, Lord, or those who have loved ones who are ill, we just pray strength and encouragement in them, Lord, as they go through this time. But you are all-knowing, and you know, you knew that these things were going to happen. You knew it was time for that, for their loved one's journey to be over and for you to call them back to you. Lord, we don't understand a lot of things majority of the things that when it concerns death or sickness or illness, Lord, but we know that you sit on the throne and you control every aspect of it. So we thank you that you've continued to give us another day so we can complete the task in which you've called us to complete. Lord, we pray over the families who are struggling to keep a roof over their head, struggling to pay their bills, Lord, struggling to keep food on their tables. We know that you are the provider, not the organizations, not anything else, but you provide for every aspect of our need. And we thank you. We thank you for doing that, Lord. We thank you for being the provider and helping and putting people in the way, in the ways so for others to receive that blessing from you. Lord, as our schools and most works are going back to some kind of normal, we pray over our community. We pray over our schools. We pray over our jobs. We pray over the school systems, Lord, our government, our community leaders, because they have to make so many decisions that pertain to our health and welfare. Lord, we ask that in them making those decisions that they make them with our needs, with the people's needs, in take that under consideration, not government, because we are the government. Lord, we pray over our first responders, because as COVID, as the new variant begins to ravage through our nation, Lord, we We know that our first responders are tired, and we want to lift them up. We want to pray for their strength. We want to pray for their emotional tiredness, Lord, to heal them and give them continued strength to do what you call them to do. Lord, and as we begin this weekend, as we begin this day, we invite you in. We invite you into everything that we do. May our words be of you. May our thoughts and our minds be kept on you. Forgive us in advance if we tend to stray away here, Lord. But we ask that you forgive us. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you for continuing to make straight our crooked paths. Lord, those things in which that stand before us, Lord, we speak to those mountains which have us consumed with the not known. We know that you have already taken that thing and turned it around for our good. And we plead the precious blood of Jesus over it. We plead the precious blood of Jesus over our homes, over our finances, over anything that is trying to take our eyes off of you, because this life, our lives are for you and about you and about to share your goodness and your mercy, Lord. So we thank you for moving those things that mean us harm, moving those things out of the way so we can continue to work, because everything that we do, good, bad, ugly, everything that happens in our lives is always going to get your glory. You are going to get the glory out of it. Strengthen us, Lord, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Family, enjoy the start of your long weekend. Bless you. Bless you. And bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.